God is great. God is good. Let us thank him for our food. Amen. Those words framed every breakfast, lunch, and dinner when I was a child around our tiny wooden kitchen table. Saying grace. What was your mealtime prayer of grace? Well, grace is more than a prayer for a meal. It is a way of life. We are living by grace and receiving something that we don't deserve. Unmerited favor of God. But how do you accept it? And do you show it to others, especially when you feel pushed and shoved? When the world pushes against you, do you show grace in return? If you struggle to receive and show mercy, then you aren't alone, and you're in the right place. This meditation from Matthew chapter 6 will help you remember to be mindful of your actions so that others see the mercy and grace of God in all that you say and do. That when the world pushes against you, that you show grace in return. But for now, to begin, whether at first morning light or the last shadows of evening, allow the next 15 minutes to be a sanctuary to rest in the presence of God, the God of grace and the Lord of mercy. Allow your breathing to become gentle and your eyes to close. Settle deeper into wherever you are and start to center on this safe place, this time of mercy. In a few moments of silent reflection, believing in the grace of God. Continue now in this time of divine awareness by listening and then responding to this passage from Mark chapter 11. And as I lead us, respond, Heavenly Father, your will be done. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. For this reason, I'm telling you, whatever things you ask for in prayer, believe. Heavenly Father, your will be done. Whatever things you ask for in accordance with God's will, believe that you've received them. And Heavenly Father, your will be done. Whatever things you ask for in prayer in accordance with God's will, believe with confidence and trust that you have received them, and then they will be given to you. Heavenly Father, your will be done. For a moment longer, linger in silence, contemplating the peace of being safe. Rest here secure in the grace and forgiveness of God. This meditation is a time to reflect on God's grace. But for a moment, take note of yours. Do you show the same grace to others that God extends to you? Scan your body for a moment, from head to toe. How do you respond when someone pushes against you? Take note of your emotions as you imagine being shoved. I understand it may cause some anxious and hostile feelings, but be at peace, my friend. You are safe here in the forgiving presence of God. They're only feelings. But begin to now shift your balance away from angry or defensive thoughts to now center on thoughts of divine mercy and God's grace. Center too on your breathing. Take several deep belly breaths in through your nose. Hold for a moment and slowly release it through your mouth. With each breath, be aware of the merciful and grace-filled presence of God. Feel His grace abiding within you. Even as you center on God's gift of grace and forgiveness, you may still feel the world pressing against you. Don't fight against the pushing. I give you permission to feel it. We all feel it. But remember, those are not thoughts of God. Note them, but then allow them to drift away without effort as you center back on your breathing and whispering the words, "Heavenly Father, Your will be done." Center on God's grace now abiding within you. Now continue as you listen to each of these three divine readings from Holy Scripture. This passage from Matthew chapter 6, verse 14, from the New International Version, is a letter written by Matthew, and it's his recollection of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and the Lord's Prayer. Imagine these words from Matthew to you as a reminder of how to pray and how to respond to others. My dear friend in the faith, I know it can be difficult, but remember that God's will in heaven and earth is that you forgive other people just as you've been forgiven. What do you feel after hearing this note? Well, listen once more for how the passage affects you. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. What did you feel even deeper this second time? We'll take this next minute for that to become your contemplation. Listen once more, but reflect even deeper on your emotions as you contemplate on this wider passage from the New International Reader's Version. This is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, may your name be honored. May your kingdom come. May what you want to happen be done on earth as it is done in heaven. And give us today our daily bread and forgive us of our sins, just as we also have forgiven those who sin against us. Keep us from sin when we are tempted, and save us from the evil one. Forgive other people when they sin against you, and if you do, your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you, But if you do not forgive the sins of other people, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. What did you become more aware of in this listening? Well, let this be your continuing contemplation for another minute longer. In this third expanded divine reading from the New Living Translation, reflect on the passage as a prayer. And Lord, by your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy, and may your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give me today the food that I need, and forgive me of my sins, as I have forgiven those who have sinned against me. And don't let me yield to temptation, but rescue me from the evil one. And may I live to remember that you forgive those who sin against me, just as I have been forgiven when I have sinned against you. In Jesus' name, amen. What do you most enjoy about God? Well, seek that now from him in prayer, and take this next minute for this passage to become yours in a time of personal prayer. Take all the time that you need. While resting in imaginative contemplation, remember a time recently that you felt pushed and shoved by the world. What was the reason? And what was your response? Was it defensive? Angry? And how does it usually work out when you push back against those that push you? Well, for this next minute, I want you to turn the table. Imagine those times you have pushed back and shoved against God, not shown him the respect due to your Creator, not spoken of him in reverence due, perhaps fought back against his wisdom, pushed back against his commands. Well, what if he responded when pushed by you as you respond when pushed by others? Certainly that would be his right, but his response when pushed is love. His answer is forgiveness. His reaction is grace. Let this be your contemplation as your mind is transformed into that of Christ. As you navigate your day, be mindful of tempting moments to push back against the world. Be aware of times you want to strike back, to then be reminded of God's response of grace when He is pushed. Ponder that as you receive this prayer of blessing, to remember that God's will in heaven and earth is that you forgive other people as you've been forgiven. So may you know the forgiveness of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and encounter the grace of God today and always. And whether at first or last light, remain here in this divine retreat for as long as you can, whispering, "Heavenly Father, Your will be done." Rest here now, centering on the grace of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.